I feel the vibrations in the water above me, stirring the currents. I know what has happened long before I can see it. Another boat has sunk, and judging by the sounds of the splashing above me, the lone passenger on the boat is sinking right towards me. How perfect. What gift has the ocean brought me today, I wonder? Whatever it is, I shall not squander it. I am a monster, a sea anemone. I live beneath the waves, living among the coral reef, feeding on aquatic life that strays too close. And the panicking human, the land dweller, desperately trying to stay afloat above me, is about to become my victim. Extending the appendages of my outer body, my tentacles begin stirring up the water, creating a powerful force of suction that creates an invisible whirlpool that rises all the way up to the surface. It doesn't take long before the struggling and splashing intensifies as the swimmer tries to escape. But it's too late. At this point, they're practically caught already. My whirlpool drags the human down into the water, and they slip beneath the waves. I feel the vibrations in the water as they kick and flail, trying to swim up. But my currents are too strong. I hear the bubbles of air escaping their lips as they begin to run out of breath. And then finally, I lay eyes upon my prey. A human male. Oh, this is always my favorite meal. With him, I will be able to satisfy two of my needs. Finally, he sinks within range of my tentacles, and my elastic appendages reach out into the water, wrapping around his legs and chest, snaring him. His eyes go wide when he feels me, and he thrashes around in my grip. Oh, I do so admire their struggling. It's completely futile, yet they do it anyway. It's almost poetic. I admire the face of the man for a while, before I remember that he hasn't released any air bubbles for a while. Humans can't breathe underwater. They drown in it. Well, I can't have that happening. So I open my outer mouth and quickly pull the man inside me. I drag the human into my central cavity, a round room with the soft, squishy interior of my body, with a bed of wriggling tentacles serving as the floor. My outer mouth swiftly closes. The water inside drains away, leaving the human with breathable air. The interior of my body holds my real self. My true body resembles a gorgeous human female, made of the same bright colors as the tentacles on my exterior. To him, it might appear that I had no legs, as if I were simply sprouting from the bed of tentacles like a plant. And I suppose that wouldn't be entirely incorrect. But while my real body may look human, I am far from mammal. My sensual naked appearance is a lure, a weapon designed to entice my prey into cooperation. It's incredible how quickly humans will stop struggling once they realize that sex with me is on the line. I have complete control over my body, both inside and out. I command my tentacles to stretch over the unconscious man, quickly stripping him of his shirt and quickly resuscitating him. It doesn't take long for my prey to regain consciousness, sputtering and coughing out a few drops of water. Good. I would have been disappointed if he'd drowned. As he groans and leans up, his eyes catch mine, and he begins to panic and shout, scrambling backwards from me and bumping into the fleshy wall of my body. It would be best to keep him calm. It makes the ending so much sweeter. I begin rubbing my hands over my true body, cupping my chest, squeezing and moaning for him, putting on an erotic display that keeps him spellbound. His shouting comes to a swift end, and his look of terror is replaced with one of confused arousal. "Hello there, my handsome human." Hearing me speak calms him down, and he asks if I'm the one who saved him. "Oh no, I didn't save you, human. I merely claimed you before the ocean could." Noticing the growing bulge in his pants, I smile at him, flashing a hint of my predatory nature. Without waiting for another word from him, my tentacles stretch out, wrapping him up and beginning to strip him of the rest of his clothing. "I couldn't let you drown out there. That's such a terrible way to die. Wouldn't you rather have some fun with me first?" He's beginning to understand what I mean, and I sigh at the adorable expression of fear and arousal on his face. "Oh, what is it that I want, you ask?" "Babies. I want lots of babies. And you are going to give them to me." He asks me if I'll let him go after that, to which I only giggle. "Let's not waste any time, lover." I reach out and pull him forward, pressing his head between the generous orbs of my chest. I cradle him into me, rubbing his head affectionately, as if he were a beloved pet. He writhes and struggles for a moment, but my tentacles have him securely bound. "Oh, don't fret like that. I've already caught you. You're all mine." He mutters something in confusion, but is too aroused to ignore my breasts, and soon begins sucking on them, licking and kissing my nipples. Ah, how adorable. The idea of breeding with me has made the bulge in his pants swell even further, and I pull him away from my tentacles, finally stripping away the last of his clothing. Oh, yes, such a gorgeous man. Oh, the ocean has truly favored me today. His member sticks straight up after being released from its confines. He has a magnificent cock, a throbbing, gorgeous organ, eagerly twitching at me and begging for attention. I lick my lips at the sight of it, forming an O shape with my mouth as I descend over his cock. I stop for a moment and look up at his face, which is looking at me hopefully. I hum happily and lock eyes with him as my lips wrap around his shaft. He moans blissfully as I begin to suck on him. How I love this feeling. I love hearing the first sounds of passion from my partners, seeing their expression shift to one of delight. I love having a helpless cock trapped in my mouth, feeling it twitch and throb, completely at my mercy for pleasure. I begin flicking my tongue against the underside of his cock as I suck on him, moaning into his dick, watching his eyes light up with gratitude. I can tell that he loves my sucking. But I'm not doing it for his benefit. He gasps as he feels a peculiar heat beginning to spread along his cock. A sort of tingling warmth that amplifies the sensation of my sucking. Mm-hmm. Can you feel it, handsome?
Did you feel the tiny sting of my venom cells?
And that warmth spreading inside you is my poison.
Oh, but it doesn't feel like poison, does it? It makes you feel so hot, so needy, and so incredibly sensitive.
To demonstrate my point, I smile at him and lean forward, bringing my mouth to his as my tentacles begin to rub themselves all over his naked body. My tentacles and my tongue are covered in tiny barbs. They all inject more venom into his body. It begins to relax his muscles, preventing him from resisting me. He moans into my mouth as we kiss, his passion inflamed by my poison, and I sting him again and again, making the process into blissful torture.
That's it, handsome. Let me sting you some more. Let me sting all the fight out of you.
My venom spreads quickly, and it doesn't take long before he's a thrashing, moaning mess. His cock is swollen even larger, throbbing and dripping in pre-cum, what is surely the most intense erection of his life. His seed sac is dangling from his body, incredibly full of his delicious essence. Yes. Now there's only one last thing to do before I can have him. Time to gobble you up, handsome.
My tentacles pull him down onto the floor. His body sinks through the bed of tentacles. He is so inflamed by passion that he has completely given up on struggling. Instead, he moans for me, desperately bucking his hips, trying to brush his cock along any passing surface to stimulate himself. He sinks down to his chest as he falls into the chamber beneath, his arms bound under the bed of tentacles, and I align his penis with my lower mouth. There we go. Now you're all well and truly caught. There's no escape for you, handsome. Just give in and enjoy yourself.
With that, I line up his body with mine and push his penis inside of me.
He screams in ecstasy, feeling his cock suddenly buried in a fleshy cuff, squeezing and tugging on his throbbing shaft.
In an instant, I bring him to peaks of pleasure that he never thought possible. I wrap my arms around him, pulling him into my chest and rocking back and forth as I milk him. All the while, he is slowly sinking deeper and deeper into the chamber beneath him, my stomach. He is so far gone that he doesn't notice when my tentacles start secreting mucus, rubbing the fluid into his naked flesh. More fluid seeps out from the lining of my walls, coating him and beginning to submerge him. He's crying now, screaming and moaning in absolute joy. Being submerged in my stomach is like sitting in a warm, gentle bath, being fucked by a gorgeous girl, all at the same time. I rock him back and forth, delighting in every moan, every thrust, every pulse of his cock, until I feel his seed sac begin to pull up under and into his body. It's finally time, lover. Are you ready? I'm going to suck every delicious drop of your cum. Are you ready? Ready to give me all of your baby juice? This is going to be the last orgasm of your life, handsome. And I promise that I'll make it a good one. So give me everything. I want all of your babies. Oh, now,
Now it's time to erupt. Come for me. Come for me now. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Finally, he tenses and lets out an unfettered cry of climax. His cock sinks all the way inside me, and my interior walls hold him there, rippling along him, squeezing him as I milk him mercilessly. I pleasure his seed sack as he erupts, indulging him in undulating bliss while I drain him. I tug on him, suck on him, and suck, and suck, and suck. My venom draws out another orgasm with every pulse of his cock, and he screams in bliss again and again as seed jets from his cock like bursting a dam. I lean back and watch him, smiling gently at him, as my quivering flesh milks him, taking every spurt his cock offers to me. My venom has driven his sexual organs into overdrive, rapidly converting his body fluids into more and more semen for me to extract. Oh, what a fine seed it is. I can tell that it will give me many children. I milk him for nearly half an hour, making sure that I have drained as much semen out of him as I can get. My venom has racked his mind and body, flaying his nerves and turning him into a quivering mess. My tentacles rubbing more acid all over his body all the while. He is so encompassed in ecstasy that I have given him, he doesn't notice that his flesh is already starting to give way. Finally, his endless orgasms begin to falter, and I can tell there is no more semen to be milked from him. You did so well, lover. You've done just as I wanted. Already I can feel his seed swimming inside of me. My prey can no longer hear me, his mind burned to ash by the ecstasy of my milking. The ocean is a harsh womb. My kind needs to be efficient, you see. We don't have many opportunities to feed, let alone breed. He only moans, having just enough energy left to pitifully thrust his cock into my folds one last time. My babies will need strong bodies to survive in these waters. I know that you're too far gone to hear me anymore, but you've already been sinking into my stomach this entire time. I'm going to dissolve you now, and your protein will become the bodies of my offspring. But oh, don't despair. Wasn't this so much more fun than drowning? Aren't you glad to become my dinner? The prey sinks lower and lower, moaning and brushing his cock against me as he falls into my stomach. I smile at him, lovingly brushing a finger across his cheek as he finally slips away, completely disappearing into my stomach. My lower mouth milks him all the while, continuing to pleasure him, ensuring that his final moments are ones of absolute bliss. I touch myself and moan for him as he melts away, letting him know just how delicious I find him. Goodbye, handsome. It was fun while it lasted. But I'll be sure to savor every part of you.